Oh, hey, hello. Welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. Do I sound different? I shouldn't. I mean, I just missed you guys. Okay. Oh my gosh. So it feels like forever, but yet no time has passed at all. I feel like summer break is officially over for my household, and I feel good about it, but yet you always just feel kind of lost when kids go back to school. And even thinking about it, I felt lost because, oh my gosh, where did our summer go? It was an amazing summer, probably one of my favorites so far. And where we left off was making goals for your emotions and the people you allow in your life. And this summer, I feel I really did that. I feel I really was surrounded by the best people ever. And feeling welcome in places that you say yes to is such a huge thing. We went to the beach, we did mini golf and laser tag and go-karts. We went to a theme park, a local theme park of ours about an hour and a half away. And, you know, we did rides and we played games and I felt like a big kid the whole time. I had such an incredible time. I don't think I stopped smiling or laughing and yelling and screaming and hands up. And it was wonderful surrounding myself with such amazing friend groups and kids for my kid and making sure that he felt welcomed and included. It really makes you feel good when you're in situations that maybe you could possibly potentially be uncomfortable in, to know that you have the right support around you to not even make you think twice about it. So it was a really great summer. This episode I just want to kind of go over the things that we talk about and kind of what has been going on with me and messaging so many of you this summer with saying yes to's and going on these adventures that you wouldn't normally go on and keeping up on Instagram. I tried my hardest to keep up on it. I posted a couple and even a picture of my family and I at the theme park. I'm getting so many emails of pictures of you guys doing things that you normally wouldn't say yes to. I think it's amazing because I wasn't alone in the yes summer. So it even pushed me to keep saying yes, knowing all of you, so many of you were saying yes and showing me. And I felt like, oh, I have to keep up with you guys because I said it and now we have to do it together. So it did. It felt so good. Just doing even random meetups, you know, a girlfriend of mine, she's always like, let's do coffee. Like I'm going at 10 and it's like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to go. It's fine. You know, I don't even need to think about it. And going to parks and I'm walking trails. I don't think there was a day this summer that I was bored in the best way. You know, we had our lazy days and, moments where we needed to take a break, but on the days that we really wanted to, create adventure, we were able to. And that was something that kind of made me nervous before because maybe I wasn't comfortable in my environment or in my own skin or with the people I was surrounding myself with made me feel uneasy. And I always say, trust your gut, trust the vibes, you know, feel people out for how they make you feel when you leave. And if you leave there feeling anxious or overwhelmed or not good about yourself, then that's where you know you're surrounding yourself with people that maybe aren't the best for you. All my company I keep right now, I feel amazing when I leave. I can't wait to see them again. I can't wait to talk to them. I'm on the phone with them all day. It's a reassuring thing that I'm surrounding myself with good people. And for my kid's sake too, I want him to see healthy friendships. And so I feel like I'm really giving that to him because I struggled knowing what healthy friendships were my whole life. I feel like I accepted so much from people that maybe I shouldn't have because I didn't have that confidence to say, oh no, this doesn't make me feel good and leave. Because I didn't know. I don't think a lot of us knew. I mean, not many people get a lesson in good people. Like it's just a feeling. But trusting that feeling is where it really comes into play. So yes, I hope you all had such a wonderful summer and creating such memories with yourself, with your family, with your spouse. And I know we've all been working really hard and it's a crazy life right now and we're living in just expensive times. So I was on the hunt for things that didn't cost money this summer, like parks and, you know, beaches and trying to keep up with work, but also really spend it with my kid. And, you know, his dad doesn't have as flexible as a schedule as I do, obviously, but I really tried to schedule things in a way that he could come as well. But also, we had to entertain ourselves during the day when he was gone, so we did have some fun without him. Sorry, Dad. So yes, that's what I want to talk about this episode, is just the adventures that we've been on and where we're looking forward to after this summer is over and what we have to look forward to for the rest of the year and our goals we're creating and who we are now. Because changing week to week, it's reintroducing yourself to yourself all over again. And I think that's such an exciting adventure to not recognize who you are and constantly be presented with situations that the old you would have handled so differently. I think it's such a challenge and such a good feeling when you feel good about the way you've handled or spoken about a situation that maybe previous you wouldn't have. So constantly growing, constantly saying yes, constantly respecting your boundaries and asking others to as well is such a huge thing in anxiety or trauma or depression. And feeling that you have control of a situation is such a huge help in maintaining your mental health. So, okay, let's get to it. So as many of you know, I opened my boutique back in February, Sarah Bauer Boutique. I see so many of you messaging your outfits and do little cute things. Now I know I'm not sharing any names or anything, but you guys really make my day. And just creating this brand of our whole logo, give them a reason to stare. Feeling confident in what you wear, no matter your title. You can be a mom, you can be a wife, you can be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. If you're wearing something that makes you feel good, it's going to radiate. And people are looking anyways. Give them a reason to stare, you know? That is such a huge thing for me. And give them a reason to stare can be taken one of two ways. It can be like, oh, I'm gorgeous, I'm beautiful, look at me, look at me. Or it can be, hey, yeah, you think that just because I'm a wife, I can't, you know, wear a crop top, but go ahead and look. I don't really care because this is what I'm doing. And that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted to create something that was a feel-good brand, a no-shame brand, and also something that women could look at and go, oh, like these are the things I like, and she's just like me. I want to be relatable in that area. And so many people have reached out to me and said, I would have never worn this any other time than you. And even my best friend, she's like, I never wore this stuff before. She's like, every time I come out of my room in my outfits, my husband is like doing a double take. Like, what are you wearing? What's happening? Like, I've never seen you wear that. But you feel good. And when you feel good, that's a no-brainer to keep it moving. So this summer, my biggest thing with my brand was delegating the time and the boundaries around my family time. I think these last 6 months learning how to do that has been such a delicate moment, because even when I try to do something simple, it takes 4 hours. It's a lot more than just, you know, pictures of clothing. It's so many things behind the scenes that I'm learning and understanding, and I'm doing a business course here soon. So trying to just, learning the ins and outs of something is always something wild to me, because what it is you picture this, you know, it's like the top of the iceberg. You know, you see this little piece of ice hanging out of the water and you go, oh, that looks fun. This is exciting. I'm into this. And then the underneath of the iceberg that goes a mile down and you go, oh yeah, yeah. So there's deals and contacts and taxes and making sure you don't get sued and, you know, terms and conditions. There's so many things below the surface of trying to understand what running a business is about that I've been learning this summer. And has it been overwhelming? 100%. Have I been researching more than I've been breathing? 2,000%. Has it been worth everything? Absolutely. It's been worth everything. I have. It's doing wonderful. I couldn't ask for more. I've met my goals every single month, if not tripled them. And I'm just so thankful for all of you that continue to support it and comment on it and share it and follow it. I really can't express my gratitude any more than that. It's bigger than I had ever dreamed it could be. And I'm just proud of it. And it's something that I take so much pride in. And yesterday I went out to coffee with a friend of mine, and she was wearing one of the tops, and I was wearing a full outfit, of course, like jeans, top, my bag, earrings, everything was from it. And she walked in ahead of me, and As I'm walking in, I hear her go, "Oh, there she is. Yeah, it's her shirt." And she's wearing her entire outfit. Like, she's my biggest hype woman. And I was like, "Oh my God, what?" And the woman's like, "I was just telling her, like, I love her top and the color and all these things." I was like, "Oh my gosh, like, yeah, that's me." And I gave her my business card, and I felt this sense of, this is your reality you created. And it was such an empowering moment for me, because if you would have told me 2 years ago that this is something I would even be attempting to work on, I would have said you're crazy, because I didn't have the time and I was working somewhere else and I had just hurt my lower back. And it was a nightmare of a year for me that year. But I chalk it up to, if those things didn't happen, I would have never attempted to do this, because I would have been still working where I had worked. I would have still been feeling how I felt. I probably would have been like a manager of that store and thought, like, this is it. Like, that dream's never going to come true because I don't have the time for it, or something silly. And I would have never created that. And so I think that happened for a reason. And that's what I have to choose to believe, because I really truly would have never opened it if I would have just continued what I was doing. And that was my, I'm going to say that was my reasoning, because there had to be some reason I was in that pain. Anyway. You can shop at Sarah Bauer Boutique at www.sarahbauerboutique.com, and really pay attention to our slogan of give them a reason to stare. I love that it's multi-purpose, of you feeling so good in what we sell and what you are wearing that you go, "Oh, go ahead and look, like, I feel confident." And also, "Go ahead and look, I don't care." You know, and that's my goal for this entire for my entire business, is that you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you purchased it, and that our items can be worn in so many different ways. You can take that tennis skirt and tube top and repair that skirt with a t-shirt and a jean jacket in the fall. And I think that that's a great feeling, knowing that the items that you're getting can be worn multiple different ways and occasions, and dress them up or down. I think that's such an exciting thing about clothing, and knowing that you're truly getting your money's worth is such a great thing. That gorgeous tank top bodysuit with shorts that you wore can also be worn with jeans and a cardigan. And I just really love the brand and what it stands for, that I put my whole heart into it. And I hope you guys see that. So remember to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique and really feel confident every single day. So we just celebrated our 11-year anniversary, and I have to add in this little part, because there was a huge portion of the episode that went mute. So I'm so sorry, but this is a topic of what we're talking about now, is how my husband and I just celebrated 11 years together since we first started dating. And I think I just can't believe that I got this lucky with him, because I think the biggest perk of our relationship, and people that are like, "Oh my gosh, what's the best, you know, part or advice or anything," it was that we really did grow together. And I don't think everybody's lucky enough to say that. And so I think that we're thriving in that way, as we both continue to grow in the same ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, and in our goals in life. He's never once, you know, shadowed a goal of mine and been like, "Oh, but, you know, what if?" He's always been like, "Yeah, go full force, like, put all of your weight into it, like, let's go." And same with him, you know, for me. I felt like everything he's ever wanted to do, even when he went back to school to do, you know, his stuff, like, we figured it out income wise and we figured it out with what are we going to do for the, you know, I think it was like 2 months without getting paid or something. Like, it was something that we couldn't have done without each other and without our own goals for each other. You can't only have goals for yourself. I think setting up goals for your partner is such a huge thing. And he has expectations for me, and I have expectations from him. I am so incredibly proud at what a hard worker he is. And every day, you know, pushing for my business, there are times where I'm like, I'll ask him his opinion, like, hey, you know, do you think I should do this? Or do you think, you know, that I should put this out there? And even though he has zero idea about a women's clothing boutique, he's like, okay, so let me do my research and I'm going to get back to you on what I think could potentially be helpful. Or when I was struggling with learning about, you know, taxes and regulations and things like that, he was like, let me look into certain things. And, you know, so I think that partnership of always helping one another, even when we don't know ourselves, is the effort that I think everybody looks for in a relationship. And I think that's what's got us so far, is always saying yes to your partner, having those moments of, I will always help you, of course, saying yes in healthy ways, and creating that safe place that you can go to them with your issues or with your struggles, I think is a huge thing, is that I'm never scared to tell him something. There's been times even with his work that he was struggling, or with my work, I'll like break down crying. I'm like, I, you know, messed this up today, or, you know, I had to redo this, or a customer, you know, oh God, it's just, oh, but never feeling shame or guilt with a partner is such an incredible thing to have. Even when I'm failing at something, even when I'm just down and not doing well with certain goals or something, I can tell him like, yeah, I really struggled this month. Like, I didn't meet this, or, you know, this person did this or whatever. And same with him to me. And it's really a good feeling to know that they go, hey, like, it's going to be fine. You're going to figure this out. And this is just a little obstacle and we're going to get past this. I think that's so important to have in somebody. The guilt-free yeses and nos, I should say. Having guilt-free saying no to things you're uncomfortable with and saying yes to things because you're confident with them, I think that's a huge thing in having a partner. And I'm really proud to say I have that. So many people say marriage is hard, and I, for one, I don't think it is. And I got so lucky to be able to say that. He's truly my person. I mean, we just think the same and we might as well be one person. He's the easiest person to have a disagreement with because he really truly understands what I'm saying. And it may take him a moment to comprehend that this is my decision, but he's gonna understand it. And I think that's a really lucky thing to have in a partner. Anyways, that was more of my summer. I did my garden this year per usual, and I think I overdid it because I did way too many cucumbers, to the fact where so many were getting lost and getting too big and too many seeds because I would lose them, but it was still good. First year I did watermelon, super excited, it's almost done, and lots of tomatoes and corn and green beans and tending to the garden. You know, if you guys remember last summer, that was my biggest reference to so many things, and even still, when I'm messing around out there, I think of those episodes of where I was and the person I was. And because I used to, if you're new, I would refer to so much of my life as tending to the garden, pulling the weeds out, the negative thoughts, and growing things and creating, you know, boundaries with, if you garden, you know, marigolds, you know, they keep out rabbits and deers. They don't like the smell of them. And so keeping, those were our boundaries. Or I would have to, you have to set up little reflective things to keep the birds from eating certain, you know, fruits or foods. So those were our, you know, just our boundaries we would create. And when it was time to harvest, and when you were working on something, it was not yet developed like a tomato, it was still green or yellow and not yet ripe in your mind. I don't know. So every time I'm in my garden, I think of that. And so all summer, as I was adding new things that I'd never grown before, it did relate to my life, because I'm creating a life I've never created before. I don't want to be the same person. You know, my biggest pet peeve is, this is who I am. I hate that saying. So because I'm working on that, and when I was planning these new things and going, oh, I don't know how to really tend to this stuff. How much room is it going to take up? Should I plant it next to this plant? Is it going to like it? Is it going, you know, do these two plants get along with each other? It just really did. It took me back to who I was a year ago, who I don't know that is. I don't know who that person is. And the growth that I've made, my family has made, my friendships has made, even a friend of mine and I were talking yesterday. I was like, I don't even recognize you from a year ago. I'm like, who are you? Like, she's become such an amazing person and has worked so hard on herself and creating her own healthy space with friends and family. And I think that that's so important. So every time I'm in my garden, I really do, I think of all these exciting new adventures and not knowing always how it's going to turn out, when it's going to be done, having to do your research, having to really put in the work because you've never grown this before. You've never been here. How would you know? And that's how I feel about my watermelon. I'm like TikToking. I'm like, how to know when your watermelon's done? Like, can I plant watermelon next to my sweet corn? Like, oh no, the vines will entertain. Like, so it is. It was such a really exciting gardening year for me, just as exciting as my summer was, of growing and feeling good and strong. And my corn got toppled over by a bad storm we had. And so that was even my reference to having a setback. I was like, the stock didn't break, just like I didn't break when things happened to me. I just had to, my husband got some string and tied it back up. I was like, there we go, until it could stand up on its own again. If you're ever looking for the most corny, wink, wink, references about mental health, go to your garden. And that is literally what I can reference anything to, is a garden. Anyways, also, I was going to talk about another huge win that so many of you wrote in about, and it was more than a couple. That's why I wrote it here in my notes, because it was literally the same thing. It was spur of the moment decisions have become huge wins for so many of you. That during your yes summer, you found it easier to do spur of the moment decisions. And 100%. Oh my gosh. Like, I was just talking about being invited out for coffee at a spur of the moment. Like, it's 10 o'clock and she's like, I'll be there at noon. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I just gotta throw on some makeup and do my hair. I'll be there. Or hey, head into the park if you want to go. Oh my gosh, I'll be there. I think spur of the moment decisions are almost the best decisions for people with anxiety, honestly. So Blake and I, we have been to the beach before, but never really like did the whole water thing. We didn't really have many friends to go with. So when we would go, we just kind of like walk the water and things like that. But at the very beginning of summer, my first yes of the summer break was my son had a sleepover and his mom called me the next day and she's like, hey, I'm thinking of going to the beach. Why don't you just bring him here to the beach and you guys are welcome to stay? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, just come to the beach. I was like, you know, I don't do that. She's like, you will be fine. Get your ass to the beach. I will be here and you're fine with me. And I was like, okay. I was like, but I'm just kind of nervous. Like, he's not the strongest swimmer. She's like, stop it. He's capable of more than you think. And I'm like, okay. Like, so I'm like, what do I bring? As if I had never been to the beach before. She's like walking me through what to bring. God love her. She's the best person I've ever met in my life. As if I'd never been to the beach before, I was having a complete like, oh my God, what do I even bring? She's like, are you serious? I'm like, I can't even think right now. Like, I'm so excited and a little nervous. Of course I get there and it's fine. We ended up staying like 5 freaking hours and going to the beach twice a week the rest of the summer. But it was my first spur of the moment, yes. And I was nervous. I hadn't really been doing many adventure things because I had hurt myself. And I was still getting used to moving different, sitting different. And even though I'm feeling slightly better, I still do have pain, so I get nervous being away from my comfort, but I know that I have to push past that. So anyways, it turned out great, and it was a huge spur of the moment win for me. So when I was reading, so many of you would go, oh yeah, it was the same for me. We were invited to here last minute or here, and saying yes was easier that way than, I totally believe that, because I think we stew on things and we go, here's all the things that could go wrong, that could happen. My husband calls me the what if ninja because I am so quick with what ifs. And he jokes with me that when my son was a newborn, I was a very paranoid person because he would work all day and I always thought somebody was going to break in and try to take my baby, or I was delusional and sleep deprived 100%. My son was not a sleeper, so I was deprived of all of my sleep. I would joke that I didn't feel, or I wouldn't joke, but I would be like, I don't know if I'm safe. He's like, we live in one of the safest neighborhoods. Like, your neighbors are right next door. They were both police officers, both my neighbors. And the guy across the street was a police officer where we lived at the time. And he's like, what do you think is going to happen? I was like, I don't know. There could be like, you know, somebody gets in through the basement. He's like, how would they get in the basement? There's no door. I'm like, these ninjas, they can slide right through the window. And in my mind, I was joking, but that was a reality for me. Like, I could think of anything that could happen no matter what was solved. So he always jokes that, like, every time I overreact now, 10 years later, my son is almost 10. He's like, okay, ninja, like, you got the ninja what if. So I'm like, oh yeah, like, okay, calm down, Sarah. So I do. I have to talk myself out of that stuff, just like you guys with the planning and spur of the moment stuff does work better for me. But I also know that things have to be planned. We have a wedding. We have two weddings coming up and my husband's in one of them. So I know that I'm going to have to go alone and I'm going to be stag a little bit. And I'm not going to have my emotional support person, but I'm okay with that. And I feel good about it. For the first time in my life, I feel so good about myself and handling situations is a confidence I've never had before. I always kind of relied on, my anxiety to keep me safe. And I think it kept me distant. You know what I mean? I know it's in our bodies for a reason because it's that fight or flight of how you feel around certain situations to save you. But mine malfunctioned for so long that my body was kind of trained to be scared of too many things, even if it was just a drive. And so when my husband did his vacation over the summer and we kind of drove to a theme park, it was only about an hour and a half away. It was something that before that I would have never wanted to do. And I think going through the health thing has really put it into a huge perspective for me of I've lived through such hard times. And my husband's famous line to me always is the hardest thing you've ever been through is the hardest thing you've ever been through. And it really, that all clicked for me because when I was laying on the couch for a year, almost 2 years, or not doing much, kind of not leaving the house and trying, you know, going to all those doctor's appointments, changing my diet, blah, 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 blah. That was the worst thing I had ever been through. So going to a theme park an hour and a half away was nothing to me. So I think that that's what we really have to put into perspective of our realities is that we're comfortable with spur of the moment decisions because it doesn't create that fear yet. And we don't have a lot of time to think about it, but also we've been in these bad situations before. And how much worse can this one be? I survived that last panic attack. I survived that last depression stage and I've gotten through it every single time on my own. So that was the worst thing I had been through. Then this shouldn't be too bad, right? You know, it was just a wonderful summer. They were safe yeses. Safe yeses are, they feel good. When you say yes to an event or gathering, or an outing and you feel good about it, that's when you know you've created such a safe place for the people, the right people to be in your life. And I think that feels the best about the growth you make. When you make growth to saying yes to the right people, it's such a huge thing. Because let's face it, being invited somewhere and feeling welcomed are two very different things. So saying yes to feeling wanted in a place, you know, I've been invited to, you know, birthday parties or huge gatherings or whatever with tons of people I didn't really know, or people, you know, that I wasn't really confident in them being my friend, or, you know, a lot of social gatherings of, you know, just people I've met over the last couple of years, my son being in school or something. And, you know, you're just kind of brushed past, or, you know, they're not really sure, or, you know, you're just treated unkindly by certain situations. And you go, okay, so there's a difference between it being a large gathering and being, you know, not noticed and, you know, blatantly people being rude. I've been through a lot of temporary friends the last couple years, and I've sifted through them to the best of my abilities, I feel like. And I'm so proud of how I handled it, because we're not on bad terms. We're just not on hangout terms. You know what I mean? You have to really understand that not everybody's meant to stay the whole season with you, and your kids as well. So I think creating that safe place for your kids to see, like, oh yeah, my mom is really nice to everybody, but no, we don't hang out with them, because that's a respectful way to go about it. You don't have to get along with people, but you don't have to be disrespectful and talk negatively about them either. These are kids he's going to deal with forever. So being on the, it's like co-parenting. You co-parent with so many kids' parents, and he's made so many great friends, and they're welcome always at our home. And it doesn't mean you have to be best friends with everybody that comes into your life. I've just had a lot of, I think, temporary friendships that have taught me so many lessons these last couple of years that it seriously, like, has been wonderful. And the main ones that stick around, oh my gosh, like, I have four of the best friends right now that I talk to every day, probably 10 times a day, and I couldn't be more thankful for them. And I tell them every day, like, they're just like me. They tell me, like, I'm so thankful for you. I love you. Thank you for building me up. Thank you for making me feel good. And those are the kind of friends I want. Now, some people are like, oh, that's corny. That's weird. Like, why do you? Nope. That's why my friendships aren't for everybody. That's why I'm not for everybody. I'm not for people that aren't positive. I am a freaking positive Polly right now, because I've seen the darkness of not feeling your best. And when you're there, you are clawing to get back to any bit of positivity. And oh, it's something you never want to feel. So if I'm positive and you don't like me for that, I guess that's your own thing, you know? I don't want you around me then, because I have to be positive. I have to look at the brighter side. I have to know that things are not always going to remain a certain way, because that's what keeps me going. The bad days aren't bad lives, you know? So I think that's a huge, super important thing. I have went on my tangent. Look, that's how you know loving yourself completely is truly back. My tangents are just rambling away. Yeah, it's just been a great summer. Like, so much of my family, like, half my family moved houses this summer, which was hilarious that they all moved at the same time. So it was lots of moving, lots of new changes for so much of my family. It was so much fun to watch them create new lives for themselves. So that was interesting. Look at me. I'm just like going on and on. But so rounding back to this entire summer, tricking your mental health is a must. It's a must. You have to trick yourself sometimes, and that can turn into the best days of your life. Tricking your mental health, going, this is fine. We didn't need to plan this. I don't need to look in any further. I'm grabbing my purse and I'm walking out the door. You don't need to overthink it. Today, I am doing some catching up on some things, and I have to go to the store. I have to go to like three different stores. And here I was this morning about to make a list of what I needed to do, because I'm a list maker. And I go, no, because you're going to overthink it. You know what you have to do, and all you need is your list of what you need, not what you're going to do, because I just needed to keep moving. And I also know that I wanted to get this episode in, because I have so much to say that I feel like I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I just want to get it out there. I've been taking notes all summer. That's why I'm kind of in a roundabout mess of an episode. But I have to trick myself sometimes and go, okay, you got all it done and you still have to do this, but it's in no hurry. You're in no hurry. You have this time and you can just go. You can just do it and you just walk out the door. Like, and now that my kid's in school, like, I feel like I'm forgetting something. And also, how do I handle the peace and quiet right now? I have so much work I want to catch up on. And the last couple of weeks of summer, I've been making a little bit of a list of the things I want to do for my business and goals I'm making for that. And I just want to keep making goals. I think that's going to be my big, huge epiphany for coming back from this summer is I really liked doing the summer goals thing, and I really just want to set a goal of setting goals. From week to week, we would always say, you know, what's your goal for the week? What are your intentions? What is something that you want to work on anxiety-wise this week? But I think just in our lives in general of creating a goal of going, hey, I didn't like how I responded to this situation, or I didn't like how my kid responded to this situation, or I responded to this situation with my spouse. Like, I want to work on how I handle criticism. Oh, for my work, I really was slacking in this area, and I think I really want to work on that. I think that's a really big thing that I want to work on for myself, because so many times I think that I'm in a certain place of peace, and then I get addressed with the situation. I go, oh, I think that I didn't defend myself well enough, because I did defend myself. There are so many situations that I've defended myself in lately that I go, man, I should have just stayed quiet, because I don't need to defend myself. I'm not a bad person, and I'm a good friend, and I'm not going to fight for anybody to be in my life ever again, a day in my life, unless you're somebody truly that's impactful to me. I think that's a really important lesson that we all need to learn, is you don't need to fight for the right ones to be around, because they're going to make that effort that makes it effortless, and it's not a fight. So when you feel good and you have good people around you, that's really what it's all about. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. And I know that so many of us are, you know, listening to everything I'm saying in our yes summer. And there are so many that are still struggling that didn't have a yes summer. And that's okay, too. I've been talking to quite a bit of you who are still in certain steps of your anxiety or just starting out on your anxiety journey. I've got a lot of emails over the summer that they just started listening to the podcast, or they are, you know, still working their way through. I get emails about episode 16, or not specifically, but you know what I mean? Like, it is a journey that starts somewhere for all of us, and whatever episode you pick to start on, from either the beginning, the middle, or you pick up on the latest, you're going to see a progression of where we are, because it's not going to always be the same topic. It's not going to always be there, because we don't want to live here. None of us are unpacking in our anxiety or depression and in our traumas. None of us want to unpack there. We all want to get past there to where we are going to move forward out of that being a constant main topic. And just lifestyle decisions are huge, because anxiety has held you back for so long that you've missed the small things that people did in the beginning of their younger lives, or even in their parenting lives. I'm doing stuff with my son now that people are like, oh yeah, I did that when my kid was 5. And I'm like, okay, but you don't get to judge because I'm just starting. You know, we're all at different parts of our journeys, and I'm thankful to even start where I am because of what I've been through. And I think we all can relate to that. We've all gone through things that could have hindered us from moving forward, and we chose not to let it. So allowing that fear in is okay. Caving to it is different, but we have to remember that everybody's starting their journey in a different area, and that eventually we will be talking about other things, and we're going to hopefully keep surpassing it, because anxiety is always going to play a role in our lives, and we're always going to think it's there in the back of your mind. It's always going to be your neighbor. It's just, it's how you choose to communicate with them that's going to make or break the life you live, you know? If you don't have a good relationship with your neighbor and they start blaring the radio at 2 a.m., you're probably going to call the cops. So you're going to freak out if you don't have a good relationship with your anxiety. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Okay, as we come to an end, next week's episode, we will be having a guest. My best friend will be joining. We've been wanting to do like a duo episode for, oh God, since last summer. And we just never were able to. It was just like a wild time, and we're doing it. Like, we have a lot to say and we have a lot to talk about. Her and I have both been married with our person for 10 plus years. She has a beautiful life, and we love talking about things we go through in our marriages and with being moms and trying to be working moms and trying to keep a little piece of independence in our lives. So she will be here next week, and I'm so excited. It's weird for me because I don't really do guests. I've done like one. And sometimes I get anxiety about it, you guys. So I'm dealing with the anxiety of having a guest as well. We're creating an amazing episode for you, and it will be relationship talk, which is exciting. And I hope that it's one of many more to come, because she's such a wonderful person, and her aura of who she is so beautiful that you truly can't comprehend that this person is this kind and loving and deserving of, I feel deserving of her. And it took me a long time to feel that way. And I think that's why she came into my life at the perfect time, because I finally felt deserving of having a great friend like her, and her the same as I, you know, she's just as kind to me as I can be about her. And I can't wait for you guys to meet her. So that will be next week. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Please go follow Instagram. I've been doing really good with like trying to post. I think I did a total of 4 posts in the last couple months. So go me. Okay, so go follow our Instagram page. Continue to write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Continue growing and saying yes and setting goals and being beautiful and confident in who you are and the boundaries you create. You create those boundaries not to keep others out, but to keep others respectful. Remember that. It's not saying, oh, I'm setting boundaries, you can't be in my life. It's to go, hey, you're going to respect these or you can't be in my life. It's kind of like that. It's not like this huge prison you keep around yourself. Like, it's an open gate. You guys just have to be respectful of the gate. Don't run it over. Like, say, oh yeah, like I see it. Thank you. You know? So, okay. Continue loving yourself completely. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay. Don't miss me too much. Gosh. All right. Bye.